Todd is in Westlake, going to play this round of Chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing great.
Good.
Sunny outside.
It is.
Oh, let me see. That.
Oh, sunshining. Cavs won. What else we got? I think that stops there.
That's bad.
All right, Todd, whenever you're ready, buddy, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room, and that'll start the game.
All right, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Good. Just ask Jen to leave the room, Todd.
Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Todd.
So this is your first time playing, right?
It is.
Nice.
It is.
Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to Chump Tui. We appreciate that. You've probably heard the game before, but for anybody that hasn't, now Jen is in the hallway. She does not listen to or participate in this part of the game. She will bring her back in the studio in just a couple of minutes. Producer Stevie joins me in studio. She'll be keeping track of the score. I'll be asking the questions. There's a timer involved, so you just need to make sure you give me that answer before you hear the buzzer. That way your answer will count. Now, when you're done with the five questions, we will play a quick song so we can let Jen know it's her turn to come in the studio and answer those five questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, you've won the game. You're going to get the limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. If Jen wins, well, then she's won the game. Tiebreakers no longer go to the house. That is an old rule. We would go to a tiebreaker, which Jen loves.
I hate the tiebreaker.
Thank you, Jen. Question number, I just feel like I need to fire more of those off the board now that you did when we were in Jamaica. Like, it's a very highly requested thing, Stevie. That's great. All right, question number one. So if you saw The Devil Wears Prada 2 this weekend, you saw the number one movie at the box office, it outperformed expectations in bringing in $77 million. My question to you, what is the last movie that you've watched? It could be at the theaters, it could be at home, I don't care. What is the last movie that you've watched?
We actually watched Devil Wears Prada 1 this weekend.
Oh, nice job! Very smart move. So then are you going to go watch 2 at some point?
We do plan on watching 2, probably this week.
That is very well played. Question number 2, Zoe Kravitz and Harry Styles. They're moving quickly into wedding planning mode after their recent engagement. Insiders saying the couple is considering celebration at 2 locations. Okay, and if they do, it's going to be in London. That'll be one. And New York will be the other. Has either Zoe Kravitz or Harry Styles been married before? Yes or no?
Yes.
Question number 3. Post Malone is delaying his tour to finish a new album. 6 shows have been canceled, but fortunately, the Cleveland date is still on. Just push back a little bit. He's now going to be here June 25th at Huntington Bank Field. Which major country artist is performing this weekend at Huntington Bank Field?
Zach Bryan.
Question number 4. History was made this week in a Churchill Downs. Golden Temple wins the Derby, and trainer Cherry DeVoe becomes the first female trainer to ever do it. It was an amazing thing to watch. I probably watched it on my For You page about 30 times. She was so excited. That horse came out of nowhere and won that thing. Which bordering state of Ohio would you find Churchill Downs?
Kentucky.
Question number 5. Pete Davidson, Elsie Hewitt, something's going on. And they're reportedly navigating some challenges in their relationship while focusing on life with as new parents of their infant daughter. A source told People magazine that they're adjusting to parenthood and they are working through the process. So, speaking of Pete Davidson and Elsie Hewitt, what is the first name of their infant daughter?
No idea. I'll just say Star.
Let's go. I like that, Star. Working in the station. It's a nice name. So we'll see if you hit on that one. Now we're going to grab Jen from the hallway and bring her back in to answer those same 5 questions. The game continues right after the song. Let's continue with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Todd is in Westlake. It's his first time playing the game. Jen's back into the studio. He answered 5 questions a minute ago. Let's let him know how he did.
Todd got 4.
Oh, whoa. My goodness.
Good job, Todd.
First timer getting 4?
Wow.
Very well done. Very well done. All right, Todd. You know what happens now. Obviously, Jen's back in the studio. We're going to ask her the same 5 questions. We begin with question number 1. So if you saw Devil Wears Prada 2 this weekend, saw the number 1 movie at the box office, it actually outperformed expectations, bringing in $77 million. My question to you, what is the last movie you've watched? It could be at the theater. It could be at home. It doesn't matter to me.
Project Hail Mary.
There you go. Question number 2. Zoe Kravitz, Harry Styles. They're moving quickly into wedding planning after their recent engagement, with insiders saying the couple is considering celebrating with 2 ceremonies. And if this does happen, one would be in London and the other one would be happening in New York. Has either Zoe Kravitz or Harry Styles ever been married? Yes or no?
No. Shoot.
She has been.
To
I
who?
Had it as no.
To who?
His name is Carl Glusman from 2019 to 2021. I had no, just thinking neither of them did. And then producer Stevie off the air looked that up. Very well done. I would have had that wrong. But yes, she has been. Question number three. Post Malone is delaying his tour to finish a new album. Six shows have been canceled. Don't worry. Cleveland date, stick it around. Just push back a little bit. He will now be here June 25th. Oh, 6 months till Christmas.
Oh my God.
At Huntington Bank Field. Which major country artist is performing this weekend at Huntington Bank Field?
I don't know. It's Morgan Wallen.
It is? Oh, my. Zach Bryan.
Oh, yeah, you are? Yeah. How fun.
Zach Bryan this
I
weekend.
I did not know that.
Question.
I didn't know that either, Jen.
What's that weather? I've been looking at the weather. That's why I'm kind of curious about that. All right,
cold?
Probably.
Cold. Sorry.
It's not 75 like today.
I went on a boat over the weekend. I think you'll be good at it.
You went on a boat?
Yeah.
Feels brisk.
Oh, no, like a dare?
No.
All right, question. Question number four. History was made this weekend at Churchill Downs. It was amazing. Golden Tempo wins the Derby, and trainer Sherry DeVoe became the first female trainer to ever do it. Congratulations. I would say she was super excited. It was all over my For You page. I watched it about 50 times. It was amazing. Which bordering state of Ohio would you find Churchill Downs?
Kentucky.
It would be in Kentucky as we move to question number five. Pete Davidson and Elsie Hewitt, something's going on. They're reportedly navigating some challenges in their relationship while focusing on life as new parents to their infant daughter. Source told People magazine that they're adjusting to parenthood and they're working through this process. What is the first name of their infant daughter?
Elsie? Shoot.
Elsie's the wife.
Oh, did you just say that?
I did, Elsie. Yeah. Yeah, Pete Davidson and Elsie Hewitt. So you were on that. Scotty Rose.
It was like after her father or something like that.
Yeah, it was a really, really special name. Totals there, Stevie.
Todd 4, Jen 2.
Oh, yikes. My, just 4-2?
And a first-time player. Wow, great battle. You did it. You trumped me. Congratulations, Todd.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're so welcome.
Here's the thing, Todd. Do you play again, or you just say you're an undefeated champion and kind of ride into the sunset at Crocker Park? Like, what happens? I'm serious.
This is an incredible experience for me, and I'm going to be a champion forever now.
You will be a champion forever. So you should do this. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
My name's Todd. I'm from Westlake, Ohio, and I just trumped Tui.
Bob's in Avon. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Bob, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing wonderfully.
Good. We're doing well. Ready for you to play this round. See if you can make it back-to-back losses. Jen lost earlier.
Thank you, Tim.
Definitely lost.
Todd and Westlake
won. That's right. So we'll see what happens. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
All right, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Bob.
All right, producer Stevie, she does not leave the room. She keeps track of the score. You know this, Bob. You've played before. We'll ask you five questions. Jen is making her way in the hallway. She is now in the hallway. So let's begin. Obviously, just give me that answer before you hear that buzzer. The timer is involved. Here we go. Question number one, with AI rapidly becoming a major concern for Hollywood, the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences got ahead of the issue. So now moving forward, in the acting category, only roles performed by humans will be considered eligible. I think that's fair. What famous awards ceremony is run by the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences?
The Oscars.
There you go. Question number two, the Met Gala. That red carpet airs live later on tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be happening on the E! Channel. With this year's theme, costume art, blending visual art and also fashion. Which singer is a co-chair of the event? And she is known for songs like Single Ladies and Texas Hold'em.
Lady Gaga.
All right, question number three. Trailer is out for Netflix's Martin Short documentary. It's called Marty, Life is Short. The documentary celebrates the comedian's life and career and hits Netflix on May 12th. Has Martin Short won an Emmy Award? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right, question number four. Narnia, the Magician's Nephew, was initially supposed to premiere on Netflix this Thanksgiving. Now the movie is actually kind of changing lanes with a theatrical release set for February 12th and a Netflix premiere on April 2nd. What magical object allows the Pevensey children to enter Narnia?
In a closet.
All right, question number five. The Devil Wears Prada 2. It dominated the North American box office this weekend. The sequel pulled in $77 million, which was definitely more enough to grab first place in its debut weekend. What designer's cerulean sweater speech becomes one of Miranda's most iconic moments?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. Let's just go Prada.
Let's go with Prada. There we go for the answer for question number five. Let's see how you did. And then Jen answers those same five questions. That would be coming up next. Bob's and Avon, we're going to continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui back into the room. How did Bob do?
Bob got two.
There you go, Bob.
Good job, Bob.
Two. Correct today.
Not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
Kind of like two and a half.
I know. What does that mean?
Kind of like two and a half. Stay tuned.
I realized number two after I said it.
Oh. Yeah, that's all right, man. It's all right. We'll get to that question. Let's first get to question one.
It's kind of like three. We'll round up.
It is kind of like three. It's like a three and a half. We're tech.
It's basically, I don't feel like
Bob,
it's
you basically got them all right, is what we're trying to say.
I think it was a five. That's a five.
You know what? Bob got five. All right, question number one. With AI rapidly becoming a major concern for Hollywood, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, they got ahead of the issue. So moving forward in the acting category, only roles performed by humans will be considered eligible. Which famous awards ceremony is run by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences?
The Oscars.
It is the Oscars, the Academy Awards. Question number two, Met Gala, the red carpet. It airs live tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on E! With this year's theme being costume art, which blends visual art and also fashion. Which singer is co-chair of the event? And she is known for songs like Single Ladies and Texas Hold'em.
Beyonce.
That is Beyonce. As we move to question number three, trailer is out for Netflix's Martin Short documentary, Marty, Life is Short. The documentary celebrates the comedian's life and also career and hits Netflix on May 12th. Has Martin Short won an Emmy? Yes or no?
Yes.
He has. As we move to question number four, Narnia, the magician's nephew, was initially supposed...
I don't like how you say that. Because it's the head roll. Did you see the head roll, Stevie, or was your head down?
Sure did. Yeah, I saw it.
That's all
you
I can do.
Try it again.
Narnia.
Yeah, it's very.
That's all I can do till I go to that chiropractor tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
Stay tuned. It's Narnia.
I can't wait to hear about that.
I'm going to get a headache.
I've never been to one and I'm scared to death.
Yikes.
Is there a crack situation that they do when you.
Oh, yeah.
Probably with the machine.
You're just trying to scare me.
There is. There's cracking. And then they some of them have those like little poker things.
We're not.
Like clicky
pulling,
do.
No.
Yeah, they're going to do that machine where they like, have you seen that on TikTok? And the,
where they like stretch you out.
Oh, the taffy pull.
Yeah. And then they like smash the thing down. It makes a big noise. I don't know.
Right after this game, I'm canceling my chiropractor appointment for tomorrow. Narnia, the magician's nephew, was initially supposed to premiere on Netflix this Thanksgiving. Now, the movie is changing lanes with a theatrical release, set for February 12th and a Netflix premiere on April 2nd. What magical object allows the Pevensey children to enter Narnia?
A wardrobe.
Nice job. It is a wardrobe. Question number five. The Devil Wears Prada 2 won the North American box office this weekend. It actually pulled in $77 million, which was obviously more than enough to grab first place. Which designer's cerulean sweater speech becomes one of Miranda's most iconic moments?
Wait. Which designer's speech?
What designer's cerulean sweater speech becomes one of Miranda's most iconic moments?
I think I'm confused by the question. I don't know.
You need
to know the name of a designer?
Correct.
Casual Corner. Prada.
Dots.
Did you say Dots?
Oscar de la Renta was the correct answer for that. Final totals are Stevie.
Bob 2, Jen 4.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob.
But you got five, so you really didn't.
Yeah, because you technically
you got
that.
That's right.
Rounded you up.
Two kind of five.
That's two kind of five.
That's all right. Two kind of five. Bob, thank you for listening and playing, brother. We appreciate that. But you know what you need to say.
Yeah, this is Bob from Avon. I did not Trump Tui.